You know, as Americans, we are an impatient people. We just don't like to wait. We want everything drive-through. We want everything on demand. We want things quick. We want things now. And we want it our way. So how do you practice patience in your family? How do you get intentional? Is it really matter? What big, you know, what's the big deal with this today? I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. This is Intentional Living. My phone number is open to you at 888-888-1717. 888-888-1717 is the number. And the question I'm throwing out to you is how do you practice patience? How do you stay patient when things get a little crazy with your family? 888-888-1717 is the phone number. Now, you know, when you think about patience, you think about, well, all the things going on in the world, where does patience fit into the priority? It's interesting when you look in the scripture that the Apostle Paul, when he's making all of these list of attributes about love, love is kind, it doesn't envy, it doesn't boast, the very first thing he says is love is patient. That's kind of a big deal. Love is patient. And I was looking at some scripture here. There's a lot in the scripture about the power of patience. Proverbs 16:32, better to be patient than powerful. Romans 12:12, be patient in trouble. Ephesians 4:2, be patient with each other, making allowances for each other. 2 Timothy 2:24, be patient with difficult people. James 5:7, be patient as you wait for the Lord's return. So one of the descriptors of love is patience. Wow. It's a big deal. I mean, we live in a very impatient time, impatient culture. How have you learned to be patient with your kids, with your family? You've got a crazy world in which we live. How do you stay patient with things when things get a little crazy in your family? 888-888-1717 is my number. 888-888-1717 is the number. Two things. We want to congratulate the Kansas City Royals. I don't know. I bet you we got a lot of Kansas listeners today who are tired. 14-inning game. Was it the longest in the history of the World Series last night? The Royals taking game number one over New York Mets, 5-4 in 14 innings. Wow, what a game. So congratulations. That's like two games in one. And secondly, just a reminder that coming up next weekend, not this weekend, but next weekend, the Parents Night Out series will wrap up in Tucson on November the 6th, right at the Faith Community Church. And I want to see my friends across Tucson in southern Arizona. And those maybe didn't make it to Phoenix will come on down from Phoenix and be a part of this wrap-up of our Parents Night Out. Great celebration of parenting. Get your tickets. TheIntentionalLife.com. TheIntentionalLife.com. Practicing patience to the calls. Very impatiently here in just a moment. Give us a call at 888-888-1717. In fact, let me just go to the calls. We got a caller standing by. I start with Sandy in Michigan. Sandy, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Appreciate your call. What's your question on patience today?
Dr. Randy, we have a 15-year-old daughter who has two chronic medical conditions, and as much as we want to step back and let her grow and be independent, I'm not sure how to do that without being the helicopter parent and jeopardizing her health in the meantime. So we struggle with that as parents. How do we do that?
Well, I think there's a difference between impatience, since that's the topic today, and just being a responsible parent where you have to, if you have a child with a special need, you have to hover a little bit more. You have to be a little bit more aware and understanding the capacity and capabilities and limitations that your daughter may have. Do you feel like you're impatient?
At times, you know, she wants to be a typical 15-year-old. Driving is a big thing. She wants to start driver's ed, and we say, you know, we're a little more reluctant because of her medical conditions. And so that, you know, that's a bit trying. It's also the way that we, as my husband and I, face those issues. I'm probably a little more cautious than he is when it comes to letting her do things like that.
Yeah. Well, you know, this question came up at our conference in Phoenix over the weekend about taking the principles of living intentionally and parenting intentionally, holding our kids accountable, picking battles carefully, following through, being consistent, some of the principles that we teach. And the question came up from two or three different areas of the room with parents who have a child with, you know, special needs or ADHD or what have you. And I keep coming back to the fact that we want our children to maximize their capacity and potential. In other words, knowing your child, knowing what they're capable of, knowing the difference between when they're, you know, they're just taking advantage of the situation and trying to gain your attention or play power with you, versus the fact that they really do have a need and you need to step in. We want our children to become as capable as they can, as independent as they can. And sometimes you have to experiment with that. Sometimes you have to talk to the doctors to find out, okay, what is my child capable of and how can I help them excel? Here's what I do believe. As human beings, we all have great capacity. We have ability. And we want to maximize that. We want to maximize the capabilities and capacity that we have with each of our children and with ourselves so we can reach that kind of capacity that really allows us to excel. So, you know, how do you feel when you rate yourself, Sandy? Do you feel like you're doing pretty well?
I think, you know, we try to encourage her to try different things to be the best that she can, and we try not to let either one of her conditions interfere with her life, but we have to be cautious about some things.
Yeah, because that's normal.
You know, sure. There's safety impacts there. So.
Absolutely, and I don't think that's impatience. I think today our topic is really about impatience, meaning that I want things to go along faster. My expectations aren't realistic. I'm pushing things beyond learning to wait. And one of the beauties of raising children is that, you know, God gives us 18 years or so to do this. And being patient is a part of the process. So, all right, I hope that helps, Sandy. Thank you for your call. I appreciate it. Let me move to John, who wants to talk, share a comment about patience today in the family. Hey, John.
Hi.
Appreciate your call. What's your take on this thing on patience?
Personally, I'm just going to go from the biblical stand. Patience is... It's a very beautiful virtue that we as Christians are privileged to have, mm-hmm. and I'm not just going to be biased because it's not only Christians who listen to this program, but I would say one of the reasons why a Christian has this patience in us because. Before Christ left us, there was one thing he said to his disciples. He said, "Let not your heart be troubled." And and circumstances will always make us impatient, bills, things that we cannot even understand. But one thing that we can do is control our hearts. And what always causes impatience in marriages, in families, is if there's a little worry in your heart, probably maybe the bills are there, things are just going crazy. It tends to give us this it tends to put us on an edge, and then we start seeing crazy stuff coming up in our minds. Where, oh my God, we're like, how did I get here? How did I become so impatient? But at the end of the day, I guess we missed the one thing that Christ said we should keep calm. Jesus Christ told us to let not your heart be troubled, because at the end of the day, when you have a peaceful heart, no matter what comes your way, you're going to take it slowly and like, okay, my heart is not troubled. I have the Holy Ghost in me who's going to help me walk through this. And all of a sudden, we're just going to see ourselves walking in that patience, because Jesus Christ told us he bequeathed his shalom to us, which is peace. Because when you have a peaceful heart, no matter what comes in your way, things will just work out perfect.
Boy. You know, they may not be perfect in terms of the human assessment of what is perfect, but when we trust the fact that God has a plan and we can wait on him. You know, I was thinking of, thank you, by the way, thank you for your call, John, appreciate it. And I was thinking of my Old Testament friend, the one that I often teach, Nehemiah. You talk about patience. I mean, after he got the news of what had gone on in his homeland and the destruction that had occurred in Jerusalem, It said that he sat down, he wept, he mourned, and he prayed and fasted for many days. And if you follow the scripture and you look at the dates that are listed there, it's about 4 months. About 4 months. He just patiently, he just really absorbed that. And he emotionally and spiritually, he absorbed it. And I think for those of us in our Western mindset today, I mean, we want stuff now. We want it done now. We want our marriage better now. We want our kids in line now. You know, we want good health today. A little TV commercial, I don't remember what product it is, but talks about, you know, what if you could just eat, you know, one blueberry and you were healthy, or do one push-up and you're healthy. I don't remember what product it is, but, you know, that's really a mindset of the American mindset today. You know, we want things done now, quickly. And patience is something, as we practice it, and as John mentioned, practicing patience is really finding the peace that we have from Christ. He's told us don't let our hearts be troubled, but believe in Him and trust Him. All right, you can join us at 888-888-1717.
Hi, Dr. Randy. This is Heather from Iowa, and I am living intentionally by not yelling so much at my family. I was realizing over several months how my family was basically out of control, and my husband was trying to crawl into a hole, and I kept praying and asking what it was that maybe I was doing. So I am not going to yell at my family anymore, and I'm going to approach everything as calm as possible. And if I can't, I need to even think about it before. So that is what I am doing, to be intentional.
Take a big, deep breath. One of the things we know when we get really stressed, our breathing will become more shallow, or it'll become more rapid, but we're not just breathing. Just the simplicity of taking it in and letting it out. You know, those are some physical things that we can do that just slow down. And then as Christians, to really pray, and boy, I can preach to myself on this one, to practice this. All right, here's, let me see, a comment from Jim's on the line in Michigan, talking about patience today. Hey, Jim.
Hey, good afternoon, Dr. Randy. I've got an awesome story, and I could sit down for an hour and talk to you about it, but I know I can't. But I practice thankfulness during these impatient times. I was out shopping with my wife, and I had crossed the street. She was a few steps behind me, and I, you know, called for her to hustle up quick, and she went into a little bit of a jog, and she zipped right past me. And just about the time I got to the other side of the street, I could see out of the corner of my eye a truck that was obscured behind another vehicle that I was trying to cross in front of at a stoplight. And my wife got ahead of me, and just then that truck just zipped right by her. Another half a step, I would have buried my wife 3 days later. And God says, you know, Jim, He said, you think you're so much in control, you can't even grab a hold of your wife's arm to stop her. Let me show you who really is in control. And going through a very difficult time, when this happened, and every time, you know, fear sets in, God reminds me, you know, you couldn't even grab a hold of your wife's arm in time to stop her from this vehicle. Let me show you what I can do. And I think what a blessing, what a gift to see what God can do in spite of ourselves. That's the most amazing thing.
Right. You know, sometimes, Jim, I think you're pointing out that sometimes we got to get a wake-up call. Just something happens that just brings us right back to the limitation of time and the limitation of our own capacity and so on. These are either moments we learn from or we don't. And the fact that we can stop and see, hear a story like yours and say, hey, we can apply that to our own lives.
Sure.
Let's slow down. Let's trust God. We're not in charge. We're not in control.
Yeah. Yeah.
Powerful. Well, go ahead.
And that's so hard to do until we get that wake-up call. We can keep going on, and you know, I heard one thing about, you know, we can stumble over the truth, and eventually, you know, we will, you know, sometimes we pick ourselves up and keep on going, but other times we'll stop and we'll ponder and think, hey, was God really in this, and what could it have been? So that's what I like
reminder.
To think about.
Very good, Jim. Thank you. We're glad everyone's safe.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, my friend. Appreciate your call. You know, we just, you know, some of you know, We just had a death in our family. My wife, her father died 2 weeks ago, and we had a funeral last week. And he had a full life and a great life of ministry. But as you stand there, I mean, if you've been through a funeral, someone you love, you know, in those moments, you have to reflect on the brevity of life and the importance of family and relationships and all the nonsense, the stuff we chase around after, and the things that seem so important all of a sudden come into very sharp focus in those moments, or they should at least. And it's a reminder, the first attribute of love, according to the scripture, is patience. Love is patient, period. Wow, there's a self-assessment for you. How patient are you? Does it indicate the level of love you have in your family? Wow, ouch. 888-888-1717, you can join us.
Hi there, my name is Tabitha Keene. I am an intentional member and have been listening to the station for a couple years. And I really appreciate getting the monthly CDs, not only for my own benefit, but I often can think of somebody when I'm listening to it that would also benefit from it and enjoy sharing the CDs with both believers and non-believers, hoping that they take something from it.
Hey, thank you for telling us that. Thank you for sharing your story, telling us how the ministry is impacting your life. And, you know, we really see this as a labor of love. And I was in these conferences, my wife and I, the last several weeks here, talking to, you know, hundreds and hundreds, several thousand couples, or parents rather, a couple thousand parents around the country. And, you know, I'm talking to parents about raising their kids and the things they're facing and the challenges, and I keep reminding them, pick your battles carefully, slow down, take it one step at a time. We are passionate about this message of living intentionally, because intentional living really is an act of patience, not impatience. It's saying that we know that there's a time and a season for everything under the sun, a time to plant and a time to harvest. And when we get going too fast, and I often do when we're impatient, and we try to push things along too quickly, and you pull things out of the ground before they've had a time to grow, you circumvent or shortcut God's intention. And so our message is one of just, hey, wait on Him. Wait on Him. Intentional living every day. Get up and say, I'm waiting on Him, but I'm continuing to live my life intentionally in Him. And I want to say thanks to those of you who are supporting this ministry. And to be real transparent with you, from a financial standpoint, we're listener-supported. And I was just looking at the report this morning, and we're running about 4 or 5%, 6% behind where we projected to be and need to be, frankly, because we make these projections based on the needs and the mission, what we feel God's given us, but we don't borrow money to operate. So I just want to throw out there that, listen, if you're a monthly supporter, thank you. Please be faithful. If you're not, come and join us in monthly support. We'll appreciate it. And I have a very special gift for you that we're making available only for the next 2 days here as we're wrapping up October. It's God's Intentional Love 16-month calendar. It'll take you right through 2016. And so as you join as a member, share a gift today. Let us know. We'll get this to you. Go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Andy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible entirely by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio.
You do such an awesome job, because the testimonies that I hear give me encouragement every day.
You can do this, and it comes down to being intentional.
A listener's story. Encouraging words from Dr. Randy. God knows what you need to hear, when you need to hear it. And listeners like you make moments like these possible. During October, when you support Intentional Living, we'll say thank you with God's Intentional Love 16-month wall calendar. Each day, the calendar will remind you of God's intentional love for you and for those you'll help reach with your generous gift. Go to theintentionallife.com.
You can do this. You can raise your kids without raising your voice. You can raise responsible adults Learn the secrets of intentional parenting, including 5 things your kids need to know before leaving home at Parents Night Out.
That's it. We're going to share with you 5 things your kids need to know to be successful in life and for you, frankly, to check off. Hey, I did the very best job I could as an intentional parent. It wasn't perfect. A lot of parents ask, I got a 13-year-old and I haven't been, you know, I haven't done these 5 things. Is it too late? Or my 18-year-old, is it too late? Or my 8-year-old, is it too late? No, you get on the track today and say, hey, I choose to be intentional in these 5 areas. We're also going to be sharing questions. You get a chance to share questions with me at the Parents Night Out. We just have a really fun time. We've been across Michigan and Phoenix, and now we wrap up in Tucson, Faith Community Church, a week from this Friday, November 6th, 7 o'clock, a week from Friday, November 6th, in Tucson, Parents Night Out. Parents want to see you. Come on out. This would be a great date night, by the way. It really, couples, about 90% of those coming are couples who are coming. They have kids, couples with kids, leaving the kids at home with grandma, right? But coming on out and just getting some really practical download of things that can make a difference. Get your tickets today at theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. Kathy is in Michigan. Hey, Kathy, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Appreciate your call. What's your question today?
Well, I didn't really have a question. I just thought that I would throw an idea out at you and see what you thought about it.
All right.
I was thinking with the whole patience thing, going along with it, I noticed that I get impatient the fastest when I'm trying to control a situation.
Yes.
And where I'm going with that is I was thinking how the Lord gave us agency to choose for ourselves what we're doing, right? Mm-hmm. So my thought was, as he's given us agency, when we're trying to control someone else's agency and not let them live it, so we're not listening to them and trying to understand what they're doing and why they're doing it, when we try to control our kids and the stuff that they do, I find myself very impatient.
Yeah, well, that's true. Control is an illusion.
Yes.
It really is, Kathy. We don't control much. Well, what we teach is we can control our own thinking. We can control our own reaction to another person. There are things that we are responsible for. We can be responsible for our own stuff. But when we try to control an environment, I tell people we have about as much control as my arms will stretch out, and that's about it, you know. And beyond that, people, you know, are going to have their own control. They're going to make their own decision. That's why when you even read the scripture, it doesn't tell parents, make your children obey. It says to children, children, obey your parents. In other words, the command is a personal one to our children. Our job is to help set an environment, to guide them, to hold them accountable, to discipline, which means to train them and so on. In a way that'll draw them closer to Christ. But I think you're absolutely right. I think control is probably the thing that gets us into more trouble or as much trouble as anything in life.
Yep. Or just expecting them to do it and to know that that's what they're supposed to do. We're not doing our job teaching well enough.
Do you wrestle with the control thing yourself?
I do, actually. I have a really hard time. I don't even know how to go into detail. There's lots of things. I want things to happen. And sometimes when they don't, it gets really frustrating for me. But I've just kind of come to this realization that I feel like it's because I'm trying to control it and I'm not letting the agency take its place that I'm getting so worked up.
Mm. Well, take a deep breath and turn down the control.
Yep.
All right. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you.
Appreciate your call. You know, when we teach, we talk about different approaches to life. There's some people who are drivers and some people who are pleasers and some people who are controllers. And controllers, well, obviously you can see the word. They like to control everything around them, including you. And that doesn't work so well, does it? Today we're focusing on practicing patience. The scripture, again, really reminds us that the first attribute of love, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4, is that love is patient. It says it's even before it's kind or before it's not easily angered and so on. It says it's patient. The very first attribute is that love is patient. So how are you doing on that? Certainly love to hear your stories. You can join the discussion on Facebook, by the way. When you go to theintentionallife.com, you can get to Facebook or Facebook/intentionalliving. Practicing patience today.
Hi, Dr. Randy. I just wanted to leave my comment about how I have been intentional in my role as a mother. Since my children have been young, every time we have a discussion or things just don't seem to be going the way that I think they should, I stop for a minute and I try to remind myself what it was like to be the age that they are now.
As a mother, the intentional thing that I did was to intentionally be involved in my children, where they were going, who they were with, making sure when they said they were spending the night with someone that I knew them or was able to communicate with those parents so that there was accountability. Things that we're doing to be intentional, my husband and I are the parents of 7 children. One night a month, we pick one child, and they get to pick out where we go out for dinner, what we do afterwards, and just have some intentional one-on-one time with mom and dad.
There you go. Things you can do to be intentional. Today, if you just joined us, Intentional Living is a ministry of Family Life Communications and originates from our center in Tucson, Arizona, via satellite around the country and online around the world. And we certainly appreciate every one of you who pray for us and each of you that we've had a chance to meet. And my wife, Don, and I, as I mentioned, we've been traveling the last month here. It's been just a really, it's just been a crazy month. We've been in Michigan, four conferences and 2 in Phoenix. And then the passing of Donna's father and just a lot of stress. But today's helpful remind us to be patient. Trust God. Take a deep breath. And rely on him. So I appreciate all your prayers. Thanks to those of you who have come out to our conferences to get a chance to meet you and shake your hand. We had a chance to meet so many wonderful people and autograph some books and talk to friends. And we're looking forward to one more Parents Night Out for 2015 right at home base in Tucson at Faith Community Church over on West Orange Grove Road. And that's a week from Friday night, November 6th, 7 o'clock. Get your tickets today and bring some friends with you. Come on out, couples, singles, and go to theintentionallife.com. We got some upcoming programs. How do you keep your word? It's an integrity issue, really. It's personal integrity. How do you keep your word when you promise things or don't follow through? What's the impact on your family? Maybe you have a story of someone who's broken that kind of confidence and what it's done to you. And then the parenting challenges that you face. We're going to have another parenting program coming up as well. I'm Randy Carlson for Steve and Sally and the rest of the team here at Intentional Living. God bless you, and we'll see you next time.